Phase 1. Collect. It's important to know what needs to be collected and how to collect it most effectively so you can process it appropriately. In order for your mind to let go of the lower-level task of trying to hang on to everything, you have to know that you have truly captured everything that might represent something you have to do, and that at some point in the near future you will process and review all of it. In order to eliminate holes in the bucket, you need to collect and gather together placeholders for, or representations of, all the things you consider incomplete in your world. That is, anything personal or professional, big or little, that you think ought to be different than it currently is, and that you have any level of internal commitment to changing. Many of the things you have to do are being collected for you as you listen to this. Mail is coming into your mailbox, memos are being routed to your in-basket, email is being funneled into your computer, and messages are accumulating on your voicemail. But at the same time, you've been collecting things in your environment and in your psyche that don't belong where they are. Even though it may not be as obviously in your face as your email, this stuff still requires some kind of resolution, a loop to be closed, something to be done. Strategy ideas loitering on a legal pad in a stack on your credenza, dead gadgets in your desk drawers that need to be fixed or thrown away, and out-of-date magazines on your coffee table all fall into this category of stuff. As soon as you attach a should or need to an item, it becomes an incomplete. In order to manage this inventory of open loops appropriately, you need to capture it into containers that hold items until you have a few moments to decide what they are and what, if anything, you're going to do about them. Then you must empty these containers regularly to ensure that they remain viable collection tools. There are several types of tools, both low and high-tech, that can be used to collect your incompletes. The following can all serve as versions of an in-basket. First, the physical in-basket. The standard plastic, wood, leather, or wire tray is the most common tool for collecting paper-based materials and anything else physical that needs some sort of processing. Mail, magazines, memos, notes, phone slips, receipts, even flashlights with dead batteries. Secondly, writing paper and pads. Loose-leaf notebooks, spiral binders, and steno and legal pads all work fine for collecting random ideas, input, things to do, and so on. Thirdly, electronic note-taking. Computers can be used to type in notes for processing later, handheld devices, personal digital assistants or PDAs, and electronic legal pads can both be used to collect all kinds of input. Fourthly, there's auditory capture. Available auditory devices include answer machines, voicemail, and dictating equipment such as digital or microcassette recorders. All of these can be useful for preserving an interim record of things you need to remember or deal with. And lastly, email. If you're wired to the rest of the world through email, your software contains some sort of holding area for incoming messages and files, where they can be stored until they're viewed, read, and processed. Pagers and telephones can capture this kind of input as well. All the tools described serve as similar in-baskets, capturing potentially useful information, commitments, and agreements for action. You're probably already using some version of most of them. Unfortunately, merely having an in-basket doesn't make it functional. Most people do have collection devices of some sort, but usually they're more or less out of control. Let's examine the three requirements to make the collection phase work. First, get it all out of your head. If you're still trying to keep track of too many things in your RAM, you likely won't be motivated to use and empty your in-baskets with integrity. Most people are relatively careless about these tools because they know they don't represent discrete whole systems anyway. There's an incomplete set of things in their in-basket and an incomplete set of things in their mind, and they're not getting any payoff from either one. These collection tools should become part of your lifestyle. Keep them close by so no matter where you are, you can collect a potentially valuable thought. Think of them as being as indispensable as your toothbrush or your driver's license. The second factor is minimize the number of collection buckets. You should have as many in-baskets as you need and as few as you can get by with. You need this function to be available to you in every context, since things you'll want to capture may show up almost anywhere. If you have too many collection zones, however, you won't be able to process them easily or consistently. And the third success factor here is to empty the buckets regularly. The final success factor for collecting should be obvious. If you don't empty and process the stuff you've collected, your buckets aren't serving any function other than the storage of amorphous material. Emptying the bucket does not mean that you have to finish what's in your voicemail, email, or in-basket. It just means you have to take it out of the container, decide what it is and what should be done with it, and if it's still unfinished, organize it into your system. You don't put it back into in. In order for you to get in to empty, your total action management system must be in place. Too much stuff is left piled in in-baskets because of a lack of effective systems downstream from there. It often seems easier to leave things in when you know you have to do something about them but can't do it right then. The in-basket, especially for paper and email, is the best that many people can do in terms of organization. At least they know that somewhere in there is a reminder of something they still have to do. Unfortunately, that safety net is lost when the piles get out of control or the inventory of emails gets too extensive to be viewed on one screen. When you know how to process your incompletes easily and rapidly, in can return to its original function.